and inside, I remember, he had a lamp, because he was hard of hearing, and when someone rang the bell, the red light lit up, and he knew that someone was outside. The best for us kids, or the most interesting, was his workshop. He didn't set it up like you usually would. There was one table, and all the tools were on it. He probably didn't have health insurance. I can't imagine that. And he apparently was missing a tooth, which probably made eating uncomfortable. So he made a replacement out of wood. And when we ate together, we saw him put the tooth in, and then he ate, and then he took it out again. We kids found that funny. My mother tried again and again to help him out, but he never used the things she bought. We gave him a new bicycle. My mother gave him clothes, but he never used them. He used an old bike that he found somewhere. In any case, our mother often took us to Villa Fritz, and he was really my favorite uncle. He was powerful and strong. He would lift me up and let me walk on the ceiling. That was really great. And then he read us fairy tales, often in French, English, or Spanish, even today, and I can't speak any of the languages. I still like the sound of them. I can listen to foreign languages for hours, but I can't learn them.